Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New York's green light law will be under the microscope in a courtroom beginning today. We're turning right now to our legal analyst, Paul Cambria, to get some insight on this. Paul, good morning. What are you expecting with this trial?
Well, I think that basically the position of Kearns is that this state statute, if enforced, would cause him to violate the federal immigration laws in the sense that he would have to withhold information unless particular process was served by the federal government. Plus, he'd also have to notify the illegal immigrants that the feds were looking for information on them. So his position is, you know, if I enforce this, I'll be violating the immigration laws. If I don't enforce it, the governor can have me removed for not following the law. So he's between a rock and a hard place. In the end, his position is immigration is a national situation. It's not a state-by-state situation. So the supremacy clause of the Constitution should take over, and that means that federal law should prevail.
In a case like this, where a county is going up against a state, does the court typically want to side with one over the other?
No, the court looks at the law as whether or not it's constitutional. It's not unusual to raise constitutional questions in federal court regarding state laws. It happens all the time. So this is, you know, this is just kind of business as usual for the federal courts.
This law is scheduled to take effect December 14th. Now, you don't expect a decision from the bench right at the end of this trial, do you? But somewhere in between?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there'll be a lot of thought that goes into it. And the judge has a couple of, you know, a few options. He can invalidate the entire law, or he could just take parts of it that are troublesome. For example, the withholding of information or the notification to illegal aliens, that sort of thing. You know, that can be done also.
The county is looking for a preliminary injunction that would halt the implementation of the law. Now, is that something that would be a preliminary injunction? You know, to me, my non-legal mind sounds like something that's just kind of like a temporary stay, or is that something that's more permanent?
No, that's exactly what it is. What happens is you go into court. There's kind of a three-step process. You can go in and ask for a temporary restraining order, which would be something in place stopping the law from being effective until the argument happens. Or you can go in for a preliminary injunction, which is, okay, we're here now, and we're arguing it, and if you think we have a likelihood of success on the merits, stay enforcement of the law until there's a final determination on the merits, and then at that point you ask for a permanent injunction, which would stop the law from being enforced permanently. So it's kind of a three-step process. So right here, they're asking, look, until you come up with a final decision, halt the effectiveness of this law.
Paul, this is being challenged here, but this is being looked at and will be watched, this decision, around the country, right?
Yeah, that's true. Even Niagara County now has decided to challenge this law on slightly different grounds, but they are as well. And I'm sure that other clerks in other counties will do the same or join in eventually in this lawsuit. It needs to be determined by the federal courts, and it will be shortly.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the other counties that are all looking to bring this forth somewhere in a courtroom. Does this now, if Erie County is unsuccessful, is it then Niagara County and, you know, Chemung County and the next county, or would this kind of be the be-all, end-all?
Well, no. A decision in Buffalo at the district court level would not be binding on another judge, for example, in another area, even another judge in Buffalo. What would be binding is if it went to the next step, which was the Second Circuit in New York City, then that decision would be binding on all the federal judges who would be in the Second Circuit area. So right now, you know, you can have inconsistent decisions in various counties.
And that it could be appealed.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm sure it will be. Whoever wins or loses, it'll take the next step and go to the Court of Appeals of New York City.
Do you have any, you know, opinion or guess as to which way this goes?
Well, I think that the Supremacy Clause wins here, and here's the reason. Immigration is a national issue that should be dealt with by the federal government, and it shouldn't be dealt with state by state by state. And even we've seen some political nature to it. You'll notice that some of the more Democratic areas have had more liberal immigration rules than some of the Republican areas. So there is a political tinge to this as well. But I think it's a federal issue, and it should be decided on a national basis. And I wouldn't be surprised if the federal court said the Supremacy Clause takes over. It's federal, and you can't interfere with federal immigration laws.
Paul, we appreciate your insight this morning. That is our legal analyst, attorney Paul Cambria.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.